Parshas Miketz traditionally is Shabbos Hanukkah. It is this year. Sometimes we have two Shabbos Hanukkahs, Vayeshev Miketz. Usually it's one Shabbos Hanukkah and Miketz. And in fact, the year of my Bar Mitzvah, there was one Shabbos Hanukkah and it was Vayeshev. Which is very rare. To have one Shabbos Hanukkah and for it to be Vayeshev is very rare. But we had it the year of my Bar Mitzvah, and then recently we had, not too long ago, we had such a thing. But traditionally, Shabbos Chanukah is Miketz. And there is loads of Svarim trying to tie in Miketz with Chanukah. So I'd like to give a new tie-in to Miketz to Chanukah. And hopefully it'll be nogeya to everybody. The pasuk says, "Katas ha'aretz v'shevesh ne'ah sova l'kmotz." That in the year of the 7 days of sova, the aretz was l'kmotz. So what does that mean? Rashi explained, "Kometz al kometz, yad al yad, hayu otzer." What kometz is your handful. So handful by handful, heap upon heap. In other words, there was so much that the world was, the arts was producing one heap after another heap. One handful after another handful it was producing in the Shevesh Shnei HaSov. However, the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe of Elimelech of Lizhetsk, he explains it in a different way. He says, "Ganoma shamatas aris l'kmotzim remes shetzorich odem lizar ma'od mi midos kamtsonus vikilis." He understands the word l'kmotzim, which pashutra means in heaps. Heap, it's heaps because it means handful by handful. A handful was produced, they put it in storage. Another handful, they put it in storage. Handful upon handful. The word kamatsim comes from the word kamtsonus. Kamtsonus means somebody who's not generous. He's a kamtsim. Miser, right. The word kilis is like stingy. What is it say for Yoshua or Benotam? In Mia Adam Kili, if a person is stingy, there's also kulona. That's one of the worst midas. He says, "Eif shalikili lives over Hashem." So batasa aretz the haynu Yosef he amasakin es haaretz the shevesh shnei sova es midos hakamsonus shalahem zel lukmatzim. So, what does it mean? Matasa aretz means that Yosef was trying to be misakein the mida l'kmatzim, the mida of kamtsonus. Ki ein lecha adam nimlad mi mida zos. Everyone has a certain level. No one can be a total generous person. Always is some type of kamtsonus. In lo kulo yesh bo mitzaso. And Yosef was trying to be misaken this midah. Because we know at the time of famine, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that Shiva Purani is boim la'olam al Shiva Gufei Avera. Miktsasim ma'asrim, miktsasim ein ma'asrim. If people are not giving Maisa, Rav Shel Batsoris. Ba. In other words, a type of famine comes. Because people aren't being generous. So Rav, when there's Rav, that indicated that there was some level of Kamsanus. And that's what the Mishnah says. And Yosef is trying to be Masakin that Midah. And that's what he says, Mitzasim Re'idim, Mitzasim Sve'im. Gomer Shalom La'aser, if they mamish made in their mind that they're not going to give Maiser, so Rav Shal Mahuma. Worst type of famine comes. Shabbat Zoras Bar. Different types of famines come, but the Mishnah, the point of the Mishnah is based on people not giving Maiser. What's the Yisod? Based on people being involved in that mid of Kamsanus, not willing to be generous. And they didn't want to give him Maiser, that's the mid of Kamsanus. So Mimela, that's what Yosef is trying to be Misakim. And that's what it means, Vapasa Oris, Telashneh, Huatim, Likmotzi. And the Nomali Melech is pointed out in the footnote, says it again in Parshat Sav, when he speaks about the Kohen, Lovash HaKohen Mido Bad. Bad is linen, a linen garment. Zerem is Bachu Pishta, Rom is Lamilas Kilis, Kamsonis, Zamila Garua. Because Bad is the most plain type of garment. It's linen, pure linen. So that means that is the meat of Kamsonis, not doing anything extra. Means that you have to be mesakein that midah, the midah of Baj and the midah of Kamsonis. And then he quotes to the Sefer Yashar of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Musa say, which might not necessarily have been written by the same Rabbeinu Tam, but he has different midos he speaks about. So the 14th midah on page 7, Hakilos. O Hadom Melchol Neiroa HaNefesh V'Chesron Zakusur. If you have a generous spirit, that's where all the good things come. But the midah of Kilis is that midah of Kamsonis. And that's the Noam Elimelech explains, that's what Moshe that Yosef is trying to be Misaki. And you see, the midah of Yosef in Parshas Miketz on page 9 is the Yosef, the Pasuk says, the Yosef who has shalit ala aret, who hamashpir l'chol ha'amaretz. Yosef is the one who's giving out food. So that is the ultimate tikkun of the midah of Kamsonis. In other words, he's the one, he's giving out. He's the mashpir. He's giving out food to everyone. In other words, the opposite of the midas ha'kamsonis. But there are two types of Kamsonis. There's Kamsonis in Maisa, and there's Kamsonis in Dibur. Where sometimes a person doesn't want to help a person out. He'll help with very little. Well, he won't give a lot of tzedakah, even though he could afford it. That's the meat of Kamsonis. But there's Kamsonis in Maisa, and there's Kamsonis in Dibur. A person sees that his friend is not feeling well. So he could say nice things to try to cheer him up. But if he doesn't, and he minimizes his words, that's Kamsonis B'divur. And Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library was saying over that, when we were discussing this, the last Pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, it was Lo Zochar Sar Mashkim Es Yosef Veishkachehu, means that, Sar Mashkim forgot about Yosef, that he helped him out. He forgets about him. That is the ultimate kamtzonis. If somebody's something did good to you, and then you forget about them. That's the ultimate kamtzonis. So you see. So I thought like this: why is it that the whole story of Yosef comes about? This whole savior comes about through interpreting dreams. You know why? Because Yosef's tafkid is to be misaking the midah of kamtzonis. And the midah of kamtzonis, he can be a kamtzonis in maisi. You don't give a stock of kefir your yicholas. You don't do actions and help people out kefir yicholas. And also, you don't speak enough kefir the amount of help you could do with verbal help. So therefore, dafka, the tikkun of the whole situation of the Rav and everything had to be by Yosef being the mashbir, physical giving out, but also through dibur, through the sipur of the chalom and Yosef's what? Poter the chalom. And it works in beautifully with the Gemara in Brachos on page 12. Because what does the Gemara in Brachos say? Utayim meshenemar kol hachalomos holchim achar hapeh. In other words, the interpretation of the chalom a lot of times has to do with what the interpreter says. So the peh of the interpreter affects what the chalom means also. So the peh is what facilitates the goodness to come from the dream, if that's how he interprets it. So you see that it had to come, the whole Yeshua, with Yosef and everything, had to come through the Koyach HaPeh, because to make a tikkun also, if there was Kamtzonis B'dibur, now Yosef is being misaken. So he's doing bringing Yeshua out through his Peh. And that's the Kamtzonis B'peh that's being what? Rectified. But now I'll show you a beautiful vort from the Vilna Gaon. No one's like the Gaon. Okay? And it's going to fit in beautifully with what we said now. In fact, the Vilna Gaon was my inspiration for what we just said, the two kamtzonis. What does the pasuk say in Parshas Re'eh by Tztaka? Page 13. Noson titein lo! Give him Tztaka. V'lo yeira levavcha b'sitcha lo! And you shouldn't feel bad that you're giving money. Ki biglal hadover hazeh yivarecha Hashem elokecha, because Hashem will what? When you give tzedakah, Hashem will bless you. Kol masecha kol mishlach yadecha. Okay? So before we see the beautiful vort of the Vilna Gaon, okay, you ready for the beautiful vort? You have to see Gemara in Bava Basra on page 14. Beautiful Gemara in Bava Basra. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol hanosein pruta la'ani. Anyone who gives a pruta to an ani, mizbarech b'sheish brachos. You get 6 brachos. However, that's if you give him money. V'amefaiso b'dvarim. But if you say nice things to him and you make him feel good, mizbarech b'yud aleph brachos. You get 11 brachos. What are the brachas? No sin puto olim zbarach sheish brach nasiv. Hello, paros lorev ani marum tavu vecha. So quotes all the 6 brachas. Vamafaiso is 11 brachas. Because the pasuk, you look at the Yeshaya, you'll see all the brachas. Savik lorev nafshecha, nefesh na netazbiya, bezarach b'choshech arecha, v'chosech mitzorayim. All the brachas. You can have light, you can have this, you can have that. 11 brachas. Based on the pasuk in Yeshaya. So, hello, paros larav lecha, yom zeren zobais, kiseh ayrum, and then the pasuk says what you're going to get. 6 things. Mefaiso, you get 11 things, the Gemara says. So, meaning, what are these 2 things? These are counteract kamtzonis b'maisa and kamtzonis b'dibur. So look at this Gona. What does the pasuk say? Ki biglal hadover hazeh. Hazeh, zeh, 7 and 5. Gematria hazeh is what? 17. Ki biglal hadover hazeh. And those in stokul onim is bar b'sheish barachos. That mafaiso is yural barachos. And king hashem nosim yigam mafais misbarach b'yud zayin barachos. He biglal hadover hazeh is the 17 brachos that you get for the two types of tzedakah. There's a tzedakah the mamon, the maisa, and the tzedakah that you say a nice word. Mefaiso biyudal of brachos. He biglal hadover hazeh. Yivarech Hashem. And Rabosai, so what I'd like to suggest is that Hanukkah is the tikkun for these things as well. That just like the Eldor Melimelech says that Yosef was stuck in the Midas HaKamtzonus, the Kmotzim is the Midas HaKamtzonus. And we mentioned there's Kamtzonus B'dibur, Kamtzonus B'maiseh, and that's how we said what Yosef was doing. Yosef was the Mashbir. So that's connected to Kamtzonus B'maiseh. But he had also Misakin Kamtzonis to pair, and that was through his Pitron Chalomos. And Hakol Hacholom Holchim Achar HaPeh. And that's the two aspects of Stoka. The two aspects of Stoka are what? Giving the money and Mephaisu B'dvarim. 6 and 11? 17? Keep it Glal Hadover Hazeh. And what is Hanukkah all about? Same thing. Because what do we see by Hanukkah? The famous Rambam. Mitzvah Ner Hanukkah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. The Chaviva Ad Ma'od. Afilu Eil Mal Yochal, O Matztocha Shol, O Mokhe Ksuso, O Lokhe Hashemen V'Neiruz U'Madri. In other words, you've got to make sure on Hanukkah that you go all out to light that menorah. Because you can't say, I don't have money. So, no. Because Hanukkah is the Zman where you're misakin the Kamtzonus B'maisa and the Kamtzonus B'peh. And we'll see how strong. You say, oh, I don't have money. So I'm cheap. I can't afford it. I have a little money, but I'm not going to use it. You have to be Mocher Ksuso. Because you have to be misakin Kamtzonus B'maisa. You go all out. You go all out. And you Mocher Ksus. The Avnei gives a different shot. Why is it that, why don't we say Onus Rachman Patre by Neiris Hanukkah? So on page 18, he writes, because normally, we know Onus Rachman Patre. If you have good intentions, even though you weren't able to fulfill it, Machshava Tova, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Matzarfa Lamaisa. Right? If you have a Machshava Tova. But says the Avnei, if the point of the miracle is of the mitzvah is pursuing Nisa, that's not going to help. Machshava Tova is very nice, but it's not going to make pursuing Nisa. So here, we're interested in the result also. So therefore, you have to go all out, because you can't say Onus Rachmana Patri over here, because the pursuing Nisa is important. Rav Shechter says another shot from Rav Soloveitchik, that by Hanukkah, we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just like you made miracles for me in the past, we want that there should be miracles in the future as well. And therefore, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm willing to go above and beyond, so you go above and beyond also. That's a different judgment. But what we're trying to say is, the idea of Mocher Ksuso is to be Mesakein what? Kamtzonus what? B'maisa. And then, we find something interesting in Hanukkah that we don't find by all the other Yom Tovim. I mean, we do something, it's on page 19. Very simple. What was the takana of Hanukkah? Page 19, on the bottom arrow. Shana acheres kovim asum yom tovim the halal of hodah. Because a lot of times, kamtzonis prepare, the person forgets to say thank you. The person, Hanukkah, we have halal sholin every day. So
So ain't lecha tikkun, but kamsonis prepare yosem izeh. That when we misakein the kamsonis prepare, sometimes we forgot and we didn't say enough. So we make sure on Hanukkah all 8 days are full hollow. So this is me no kamsonis prepare that we weren't thankful enough. We didn't express ourselves enough. Because a lot of times people, you know, think about it, but they never said it out to somebody they like. You know, how much they like them or how much they didn't say it out. Or how thankful they are to somebody or to something. And that comes on as prepared. So hallel is the opposite of comes on as prepared. You say it out. It's hal sholei. It's chol yom. It's a tikkun of comes on as prepared. And yet, there's one other thing from the Bnei Yisoschar. Because the opposite of kamsonis is to be giving, to give to others, right? So we say an interesting halacha, it's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether we pass in mavliki miner l'ner or not. Did you light one candle from another candle? And we pass in mavliki miner l'ner, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. So says the Bnei Yisoschar, quoted here, on page 20. Kevin shamner mitzvah, rebbe's or Torah, he says, you're giving over your Torah to others. Mosif Talmidim. So that's the Madlikim Miner L'Ner. You don't hold it all for yourself. You're teaching others. Madlikim Miner L'Ner. That's also the tikkun of Kamsonis. Hanukkah is the time where we're not stingy, we go above and beyond. And I thought, Rabosai, maybe this is the pshat in the Magen Avraham on page 21, the first Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chanukah, says the Magen Avraham, Nogim Hanorim Haniyim Rasavid B'Chanukah Apsokim. That Chanukah is a time where people go around to collect stock. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. People go around to collect stock on Chanukah. Why? The Ayisod is very good. Because Chanukah is that time, the tikkun of Kamsonis B'Maisa, Kamsonis B'Peh. So it's the time where people is Nosom Tipeh. It's the time of keeping to get the brachos of Biglal Hadover Hazeh. Hazeh is 17. It's the Gemara Bava Basra. That's 6 brachos for the Maisa, 11 brachos for Mephaiso B'Dvarim. Ki Biglal Hadover Hazeh. That's the Zman of Chanukah. It's the Zman of Yosef. Who's mashbir l'cholam ha'aretz? Who's poter is hachalom b'peh? Is the tikkun of kamtzonis b'peh and kamtzonis b'maisa? And you know what, Rabosai? The Ramban tells us, we know famous Chazal, and that's why, of course, now you understand why all of a sudden, Rabosai, when it comes to the Yontif of Chanukah, all of Klal Yisrael has adopted to do mahadrin min mahadrin. You never find anyone just lighting one candle every night. Why? Because we have to be misake and kamtzonis b'maisa. So we're not going to do the minimum. We're going to do the maximum. And everyone does the maximum. And everyone does mahadrin min mahadrin. And ultimately, as the Ramban says here, you know, Aaron was upset that he wasn't part of the Korbanos in Parshas Noso. And Hashem says, no, you'll have something better. You're going to have the menorah. And the question is, why was the menorah better? So the Ramban explains, because the menorah is Kayim La'olam. What do you mean the menorah is Kayim La'olam? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So says the Ramban, the menorah is Kayim La'olam through Ner Chanukah. Why? So what's the pshat? Pshat is like this. If somebody does something in a minimal way, it's not going to last. You do it by open kamtzon. If you have a relationship that you only put minimal effort into the relationship, the relationship is going to dissipate. If you're going to be a kamtzon in the relationship, you're going to be a kamtzon in your avodas Hashem, it won't last. If you go above and beyond in the relationship, then it'll last. Chanukah represents this idea of going above and beyond. And therefore, that's the only thing that lasts.
Everything else is destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash and everything. The only thing that lasts is Neres Chanukah, which is an extension of the menorah. Because Neres Chanukah is the Tikkun of Kamtzonis. And when the Tikkun of Kamtzonis, is Kayim La'olam Vayim. And that's what Chanukah is all about. And that's what Noah Melech teaches us. Atas Ha'aretz B'Shevashnei Ha'sova L'Kemotzim. It was the Tikkun of the Mid of Kamtzonis, which Yosef showed us in the time of Mitzrayim, Tira, Koter Sacholomos, Ein Cholom Hochim El Acher HaPeh. That's Yosef, who's the Mashbir, the Cholom Arts. The opposite, as Ramosha Shabir pointed out, the opposite of the Sarah Mashkim, who gets a favor and forgets about it, doesn't do anything, doesn't say anything. But he's the one who's the Sakin, the Kamsonis Prepare. The ultimate of Ki Biglal Hadover Hazeh. And that's what Chanukah is. It's the Tikkun of Kamsonis B'maisa. We have to sell our clothing to get the Ner Chanukah. We have to do Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. That's the Tikkun Kamsonis B'maisa. And it's the Zman of Halal V'Hodor, not a Chatzi Halal. But a Chal Sholem. Because, and that ultimately will be the only thing that's lasting. Because anything, if you want something to last, whatever you pursue in life, a relationship with somebody, or anything, any endeavor, if you do it just to chick-chack, to patter up, to open kamtzonus, there's no kiyum to it. It's gone. Chanukah is kayim la'olam, through Neiris Chanukah, because it's the tikkun of kamtzonus b'maisa and kamtzonus b'peh. And Rabosai, one more thing. Rav Yaakov Emden says, that the bracha is ma'akev on the Ner Chanukah. Because if you don't make the bracha, normally a bracha is not ma'akev, you still don't say the mitzvah. Rav Yaakov Emden says the bracha is ma'akev in the Morg Tziyah, because people will think you're doing it for your own sorrow. But based on what we're saying, that's also the tikkun of kamtzonis prepare. You have to make the bracha. If you don't make the bracha, you're not yotzei. And the Chacham Tzvi's kasha. How do we make a bracha in shul? The Ashkenazim we understand, but the Sfardim, they don't make a bracha in a minute. How come they make it in shul, the bracha? So that's the idea. Because you have to have the bracha also when you light in shul as well. You have to have that bracha. Because Chanukah is a tikkun, kamtzonis b'maisa, and kamtzonis.
No, they do. Yeah. No, they do. Yeah. No, they do. Yeah. No, the Sfarim do also, the question is that they should.